and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Biden's grabbing some of the Inauguration Day spotlight, announcing one last round of pardons, including Dr. Anthony Fauci and former Joint Chiefs Chair, retired General Mark Milley. Loyola Law's Lori Levinson.
Biden was quite concerned that Trump might have his attorney general go after these individuals. So he's issuing what he's calling a preemptive pardon.
Mr. Trump's supporters are gathered outside the Capitol One arena in the bitter cold where post-inaugural festivities take place. This woman drove 9 hours from Muncie, Indiana with her two kids.
They're never going to see this again. We have come here to experience it in person and be part of this crowd and the excitement.
Mr. Trump's due at St. John's Church for a prayer service soon. Just in, CBS News has learned the president-elect is expected to designate several cartels as foreign terrorist organizations today. It would be among dozens of executive orders he is expected to issue. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. We have dangerously cold wind chills today, with a cold weather advisory today, and extreme cold warnings from midnight tonight until noon on Tuesday. Wind chills as low as 34 to 40 below are expected between now and noon on Tuesday. This includes Marathon, Portage, and Wood counties. Wind chills this low could cause frostbite on exposed skin in as little as 10 to 20 minutes. Frostbite and hypothermia will occur if unprotected skin is exposed to these temperatures. A water main broke in the village of Port Edwards. The break is on the intersection of 3rd and Washington. Village crews are working to repair the break. During the time TikTok was down, one person chose to protest with arson. Lisa Hale has the story.
A 19-year-old Menasha man was arrested for setting fire to the office space of U.S. Representative Glenn Grothman in a Fond du Lac strip mall early Sunday morning. Police found the suspect near the strip mall soon after the fire was extinguished. He admitted to starting the blaze in protest of a TikTok ban that went into effect over the weekend. The fire was contained to the outside of the building, damaging the siding and an air conditioning unit. The suspect is being held in the Fond du Lac County Jail with a charge of arson being referred to the district attorney's office. Grothman was one of 360 House members who voted last year for a bill that would force TikTok's Chinese parent company to sell the app or be banned in the U.S. Ironically, the TikTok ban was suspended Sunday, with the app saying it is working with President Trump to find a solution.
If you go out on any ice today, be careful. Even though we have cold temperatures now, the couple warm days we've had caused ice to shift and melt. Be extra cautious. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us here at WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
Head of production and co-host, Seth Habacker, to my right.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio everywhere around. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We're going to have some fun. Way to kick off the week, way we like to, with our good friend, Brittany Merlot.
What else can we say, right? Yeah.
James has no words.
Yeah. Yeah, Brittany, it is a cold one out there. Thank you so much for joining us and working today with us. We appreciate it. Brittany, real quick, I was trying to find our coldest forecast ever here in Wisconsin Rapids. Was not able to. I did find a cool Weather Underground does a nice job of being able to let you look back in the history. Ooh. If you can find the exact date. But I couldn't find anything. I think I found one more famous here. Our coldest day in Wisconsin back in 96 in Cordery.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes. I think they hold the record, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, negative 55.
Oh, ouch. Actual temperature, too. Yes. That's not the wind chill. I think that's the actual temp.
Yeah.
Oh. brutal.
What is it looking like here today? We're hopefully not breaking any records.
No, nowhere near that, thankfully. Oh, that hurts just hearing.
Yeah, it really did. Felt it in the bones. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, I'll try to get my jaw working after that one. highs today are going to be at about 4 below. And right now, temperatures are 15 below. And you put those winds, they're moving at only 5 miles per hour. So that doesn't sound like much, but it's making us feel near 30 below at the moment. So central Wisconsin is frigid. Stupid cold. That's what I'm going to call it.
Yes. 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 I love that. Yes.
Oh, it hurts. It's going to hurt all day today, too. So it feels like 30 below now. When our high temperatures hit this afternoon, it'll feel like 20 below. So we've got to layer up, bundle up. Frostbite can happen within about 15 to 20 minutes in those conditions. So definitely cover all exposed skin. Hurry up if you need to be outside. Run from heat to heat. That's what I've been doing. Or hunker down.
There you go.
And stay home if you can. Because tonight it's going to get even worse. Okay, our temperatures are going to be falling to about 20 below actual temperature. And with the wind still whipping at about 15 miles per hour, it's going to feel like 40 below overnight and through tomorrow morning. So that is just, I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, you don't want to let your pets outside. You pretty much don't want to go outside. And frostbite can happen in 10 minutes. And hypothermia, too.
Yeah.
All of these
bad
cold weather things.
Takes me back. Takes me back to my... salad days in northern Minnesota.
Right, right.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Oh, yeah. Me too.
It's a little hard to predict these things, of course, but it seems like that if we can get through these next couple of days, which we all will, we're going to be building up a thick skin from this because it's probably not going to get this kind of cold the rest of the winter.
Yeah. I mean, there might be another chance in February. I feel like we get one more of these usually, but yeah. We're going to pull out of this by Wednesday. We'll be in the teens on Thursday. We'll climb to the upper 20s for the weekend, and it's going to be sunny and beautiful. Really, we only have a chance for snow on Wednesday when that warm front moves through, which I think we're all going to be welcoming. So just a little bit of snow expected, nothing crazy, but some more moderate, milder temperatures soon as the weekend. So there is light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, we make it through these days, and the rest of the winter is going to feel like nothing to us.
That's right. Yeah,
exactly.
We built up a tough skin. Brittany, we appreciate you. You have a great day. We'll talk again tomorrow.
You too. Stay warm.
Best in the business right there. Brittany Merlot joining us every morning right in this time slot. Big appreciation to her, especially on mornings like this. This is, you know, where it's so key to be able to talk to a live meteorologist.
That's
when
right.
It really knows her stuff and is
That's
hilarious.
In our state. That's,
yes,
it's,
you know,
literally here in Wisconsin.
More on that later. We're not letting that one go. That'll be one of the topics we dive into today. More on that in a second, but I real quickly do want to let, just to tee off of what Brittany was saying there, our good friends at the EDRC of Central Wisconsin have let us know right away that Meals on Wheels will be canceled for today and tomorrow.
Okay.
Senior dining as well. So keep an eye out for our seniors. You know the ones in your neighborhood. Maybe check in on them if you can. When you do so, you be warm as well. We don't want to get you stuck out there.
Exactly.
Or anything. Mm-hmm. But please do so. We appreciate so much you guys looking out for our seniors out there. And keep that in mind. And big thank you to our friend Aaron Wells and our friends over at the EDRC. We got 4 fitness trends to look out for in 2025. Got that one coming up for you a little bit later.
Ooh.
We're also going to get into a couple of other fun ones for you. We've got some things to look forward to in 2025.
Okay.
Nice.
I thought that would
nice.
Be a fun one. And yes, as Melissa was touching on there, we will be getting into some of the layoffs going on in our area, meteorologist-wise as well as news-wise.
Yeah.
There's a lot of that going on. I want us to tackle that one. But I wanted to start off our show, of course, with it being Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Yes.
Yes.
And we send a shout-out and respect to all those that have taken today as a day to honor Dr. King and in their own way. For some people, that is not working, and that's cool. Good on and
absolutely.
And to many of us, like the three of us here working currently, we found our best way to honor the man, and his message was to work today.
Yeah.
Now, keep in mind, our offices are closed for today. So
yes.
Tomorrow, if you have to drop anything off, we'd encourage you to do it then. But yes. In honoring Dr. King, I think that first and foremost, like most of you out there, the message is the first thing we think of. And it's vitally important, especially more and more as we go forward here.
Yes.
I don't like to necessarily look at progress and progress made or anything when it comes to human beings and human rights and these things, but there is work to be done. I think that's fair to say that, regardless of how you feel about this issue. I think we can all agree that there is work to be done. But while that work is vital and important, I feel like every day we cover that topic. Every day we're talking about treating people right.
Yeah, I think so.
Whether it's about civil rights or deeper than that or just around that, we are always talking about that. So what I want to focus on was the man himself.
Okay.
And just talking a little bit about Dr. King and maybe some things that you may not know. Did you know that his first name was actually Michael? His name was Michael.
I don't think I knew that.
It's an alternate universe where we're celebrating Michael King Jr. Day.
That's right.
It's a little weirder. Sounds a little weirder, doesn't it?
Yep.
It sounds, well, in part, this happened because his father, a powerful pastor in Atlanta, traveled to Germany in 1934 and was inspired by what he learned about the 16th century Protestant reformer, Martin Luther.
Right, yeah.
He was so moved that he changed his names, the names of him and his son.
Wow. Really? So that was, he was already alive when he changed that. That's interesting.
I would really love to know how Martha felt about that. Like her first reactions. Martin's wife.
His mom, Michael, right?
Michael's original, his mom, Martin Luther's mom. That's had to have been a little awkward effort. No matter how much you believe in your husband and everything, you believe, okay, this is a good message, but still.
But Martin is close to Michael, honey. It's really close.
She really liked, maybe had some embroidery already with Martin on it.
That's rough.
King was incredibly intelligent, a prodigy. I couldn't think of that word.
Yes.
King did so well in high school that he skipped two grades, 9th and 10th, before enrolling in Morehouse College in 1944 at the age of 15.
Wow. I didn't know that either. Holy mackerel. Uh-oh. I knew he was obviously Dr. Martin Luther King. He was a doctorate. He had a doctorate, but wow, I didn't know that. Woof.
He started the Poor People's Campaign, an effort to unite the poor of every race and creed. It was the last campaign he would ever lead, but something that has been brought back.
It has, still going on.
And we'd like to see more about that.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. More done with that, I should say.
I agree.
I think that's not only one of the more important causes, but one that could literally unite all of us, especially going forward here. If there's one thing that most people understand that we have in common with each other, it is our income.
Yeah.
And it
or lack thereof, right? Yeah.
And the top 1% does not care what race or creed or sex you are. They care about green. That is the only color they care about. And whatever color crypto is, apparently. I don't know what that is.
Oh, yeah. Ugh.
I think this one is a little more popularly covered, but just for those that may not know, he was a huge Trekkie. Martin Luther King Jr. was a big Star Trek fan.
Yes, he was. Really? I think I know where you're going with this, too.
When he happened to meet actor Nichelle Nichols, who played Lieutenant Uhura in Los Angeles in 1966, he was shocked to hear that she was planning to leave the show. Mm-hmm. He said, quote, "You cannot do that. For the first time, we are being seen the world over as we should be seen. Do you understand what this is? The only show that my wife, Coretta, and I will allow our children to stay up and watch is Star Trek."
Wow.
And in major part, not only because of this, this was a man who loved storytelling. Mm-hmm. And you got to remember, there was no sci-fi on Twilight Zone, I suppose.
Right. It was sort of adjacent.
If you stretch a little bit on that term. But really, there was nothing like this on TV. And when I talk about representation, sci-fi gave that to African-Americans, gave that really to ethnic people. As great as Nichelle was, she wasn't the only ethnic person.
Right. George Takei and a few other. I mean, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Cannot be stated enough that a show about the infinite future had ethnic people represented in jobs where they weren't doing stereotypical things. But
they were equals. Everyone was an equal. Yep.
Yep.
That I'm not a Trekkie. I'm not a big Trek guy. But man, am I thankful for that show. And so many of the actors on it, William Shatner, and some of one of the greatest TV stories of all time is how the first interracial kiss happened on TV. It's one of my favorite stories ever.
Right.
It's fantastic. So there's a lot of cool things that came from that, and you could see that King saw that before many, I think.
He did.
If everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a pool shark. No, he wasn't a pool shark, but he was really into billiards.
I didn't know that.
In fact, he was fantastic at it. He loved the game and played avidly for more than 20 years.
Wow.
And according to civil rights lore, he used his skills to win the respect of local African Americans.
Wow.
I have told the story many times about how Reggie White won over the locker room. Mm-hmm. When Reggie first got there, it wasn't all roses. It took time. And these players were not having Reggie. Reggie was coming into this, and he was Reverend Reggie mm-hmm. in the locker room. Well, these players were not really into that, especially a lot of the younger players and everything. So Charles Woodson told him, and I'm sorry, Leroy Butler told him, hey, you want to get through to these guys, you got to meet them where they are. And they were at the bar. Reggie was not going to the bar. He was not a drinker or anything. Mm-hmm. But eventually, he finally did, after a loss or something like that. And obviously, the rest is history. He's in mm-hmm. Packer lore, win a Absolutely. Super Bowl, all yep. those things. Mm-hmm. Well, Martin Luther King Jr. felt very similar to this. And I believe that this is part of where Reggie got some of that from, and Leroy Butler got some of
that. I would not be surprised at all. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
Very early on in the process, long before Montgomery, long before some of the travels that he would have and in the speeches he would give, he gave speeches in these billiard rooms, talking to people, and just and straight up just reaching them on their level.
You had to convince the people that the way, not only what he wanted to do, but the way he wanted to do it was the right way, right? Yeah. So he had to go and talk to people where, like you said, where they were and convince them.
I think there's something to learn from this in everyday life, not only to our politicians, to our leaders out there, to meet people on their level. Mm-hmm. We still have politicians going door to door during campaign seasons. I think that's vitally important.
Mm-hmm. It is.
I respect the daylights out of that, whether Absolutely. I vote for somebody or not. I have so much respect for that.
That's hard to do, yep.
And I think, too, whether you like influencers or not, I do think that this isn't something that's going away. And to that degree, I think anybody can make a viral video. Like, get out there. And you really want to influence people, get out there. Talk to people. Shake some hands. Actually look people in the eyes and stuff.
Means a lot.
To me, that goes so much farther and deeper in life. And that's part of the reason why we want to be at El Cafe doing a live broadcast.
well, it's a roundabout way to get there, but I like it. I like
nothing
it.
Nothing to do with me wanting to try their coffee or food or anything like that.
Excellent.
More on them in a moment. But I do think that all these facts are really cool and interesting. Mm-hmm. Then there is the, well, what do we do with this? What do we do with this day? Whether you were working or not, whether you are honoring the day or not, you can honor the day just by treating people right, man. This isn't rocket science. This isn't something where, actually, in order to honor Dr. King, you need to read these 18 books. Let me get these up here. And I need you to give 20 hours of public service. Those are all great things, and we champion you to do that, and we encourage you to do that. There's a lot of great ways you can help out your community, especially today with Meals on Wheels not in service, checking in on your neighbors and those things. Look, Dr. King's message was, yes, to have people of opposite colors holding hands in some of these things. Mm-hmm. His message was about humanity.
Yes.
His message was about people. Mm-hmm. This is the most basic thing in the world, to treat people equally. Mm-hmm. It wasn't about so much the races and the creeds and so many of these things as it was. Just treat people the way you would want to be treated, treating people equally.
It's pretty simple, yeah.
I do think that a great thing to do is maybe looking into some of his lesser known speeches.
Yes,
I think you'll find a lot of inspiration and beauty in them,
especially after the "I Have a Dream" speech, because we kind of stopped there with him a lot. You know, it's just like in '63 he had the speech on the in DC, great speech. You know, iconic, all this stuff. Man, he gave a lot more great speeches after that. So check him out.
And I think if you have a moment to the creative community out there, taking a step back and kind of just appreciating that and appreciating his writing.
Oh, yes.
Like a really, really strong writer. Mm-hmm. Like just think that there's many ways that you can honor him.
Yeah.
While also, again, looking for ways to put back into your community. Mm-hmm. That's always
a great way to do it.
I think another great thing we can do is just have conversations.
Yep.
And talk with each other. Mm. And a lot of times, especially if you say you are not a black person, watch some of creative content from people of other creeds and other races, because we understand things better from other people's point of view when we hear it from their words.
Right, right. Different
perspective. And we understand to have the lingo and the words to be able to have those conversations is really helpful.
It is.
Just to be careful, let me double check here what the side effects are of empathy. Side effects of, and I got nothing. Okay, wow, cool.
An all acute right, case wow. of niceness.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Yeah, we could all use a little more of that.
Yes.
We'll talk more about this throughout the show, but for now, we're going to get to our timeout, take care of our partners. When we come back, we're doing some celebrating El Cafe Ooh. Birthday and Anniversary Club right around the corner on The Morning Show at WFHR.
Put flavor in your life with El Cafe and never settle for bland food again. Start your day right with El Cafe's breakfast tacos and their mouth-watering combination of scrambled eggs with chorizo and pico de gallo, topped with cheddar cheese and matched with crispy hash browns. Are you getting hungry yet? Call or stop in today. El Cafe is a proud sponsor of WFHR's Birthday and Anniversary Club. Send in your birthdays or anniversaries to be mentioned on the air and for your chance to win a meal from El Cafe. Put some fiesta into your special day.
Kick off the new year with a style that's all your own. Stand out and set the trend with Quality Plus Printing and Wham Incorporated. Design custom sports apparel that showcases your unique flair. When you feel good, you perform better.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
The cold weather advisory continues today. Our high 3 below 0 with a wind chill minus 25 to minus 35 today. Tonight will drop to 18 below. That wind chill could drop to minus 40. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high right around 0. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 14 below zero.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
It's time to do some celebrating with our great friends over at El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to treat yourself tomorrow when they open their doors.
Gotta remind everyone, don't go now. Don't go now.
Mm-hmm. But that gives you a day to go ahead and think about what you want on that menu. You can even take a look at it by going to their website, lcafewi.com, lcafewi.com. Go ahead and, you know, pregame. Do some pregame. you know, what do I want? Figure it out. Be sure to check out their Facebook page as well. It's a great way to keep up to date on all the cool things that they're doing and specials that they have. Last Friday, they had their whole menu open into the night and everything. Heard
all
good
day
things
long.
About that. Encourage you to check out our friends over at El Cafe. Buy local, support local, everybody.
Yes, indeed.
And, of course, get us those birthdays and anniversaries. We love celebrating with you. info@WFHR.com. You can email us there. You can, of course, direct message us as well on our Facebook pages, and you can call up.
That's right, 715-424-2600.
Join the conversation. We'd love to hear from you, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
We got two possible qualifiers on the list for today. Since you both are going to be in tomorrow, Melissa, can you give me a one or a two?
Yay! This is the first time I get to pick out a two on Monday. I'm like, forever, I'm so excited. Wait, I didn't even notice. How many do I have to choose from?
Two.
She's so excited.
One or two. That was awesome.
I'm just so excited.
That's great.
Okay, I picked two.
Thank you for that, Melissa. We got ourselves our qualifier. First up on the list, we wish a very happy birthday to friend of the station and the community, Milo Plant.
Oh, happy birthday,
happy
Milo.
Happy birthday, Milo.
Milo's great.
Yes. I saw him yesterday. I didn't even mention his birthday yesterday. Come on, Milo. What's
Milo,
going on?
That's him. That's
Come
him.
On.
Milo, fantastic guy. We appreciate you, Milo. Hope you have a fantastic day. Enjoy your day, sir. And our qualifier today, wishing a happy birthday to Logan Yule.
Happy birthday, Logan.
Logan, congratulations. Mm-hmm.
The Yules may be showing up again tomorrow. We'll see here. Logan, we wish you a happy birthday today. Enjoy the day. Hope it's a good one for you.
Yes.
And you're our qualifier. We say brag to all of your friends and family and strangers.
Excellent.
And animals. Dogs love it when you brag to them. They love it.
they look at you in rapture.
Yes. We take a look at our celebrity list. Evan Peters is 38 today. Man, he's only 38. American Horror Story star. You might remember him as well as Magneto's son Quicksilver in X-Men Days of Future Past and a couple of the other X-Men movies.
He keeps popping up at those Marvel movies now. Shows.
And I don't blame the casting people. Like, not only is he handsome for all day and everything, the kid has got so much great acting chops. At 38, I'm very surprised. Part of the reason I kept watching American Horror Story, I'm going to be honest with you guys, it didn't do much for me story-wise or anything like that. It was the acting.
Makes sense.
Sarah Paulson is just one of the best TV actors I'll ever see, any of us will ever see. And I thought Evan Peters was just beyond impressive to me. That first season, his character has got to be one of the most difficult characters for an actor to play, and he nailed it.
Wow.
I don't know. I'll watch him the rest of his career.
Cool.
He's good.
Because I haven't seen him, did he play a bad guy?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say, just his look, he looks like he would play a really good villain.
Yeah, he does. In fact, many times in that series, he does. In fact, I believe he played Jeffrey Dahmer or some serial killer. You know, I think it was Dahmer.
I can't remember what it was, but
I didn't watch it, but I think it was him in that. That's part of the reason why it was so good to see him as Quicksilver.
As a hero, right?
Yeah, like a better character. Brantley Gilbert is 40 today, country singer. Let's see here.
It's like the name Brantley.
It's a great name. Melissa Rivers is 57, Joan Rivers' daughter.
Okay. Melissa, what a great name. No.
It is such a great name, isn't it?
Nice. You guys are doing really good with this whole New Year's resolution, being nice to each other. It's going really good. It's going good.
Through clenched teeth, but we're going to do it.
You guys have made it through. 20 days so far.
I know. Is that
pretty good?
I only had a couple slip-ups. Mulligan.
Yeah, Mulligans, that's all. Rainn Wilson, 59 today. Dwight Schrute on The Office. Has had quite a few other roles as well. And
he's got now, of course, the name escapes me. He's got this really interesting podcast that he does about unexplained phenomena and weird stories and stuff like that are reenacted, and he's kind of the host of it. He's really good in that, yeah.
It's interesting to see. I'm not saying that he doesn't want to work or isn't getting enough work, but it's interesting to see so many of these actors. It's a little bit like in the music business. If you were fortunate and you were able to make some money actually off of a hit song, and you could live off of the royalties and off that song. I'm not saying you're going to live like in the upper crust of society.
No.
But that's not what most artists are looking for.
Right.
And a guy like Rainn Wilson, while I'm sure he wants to act more and everything, he's been able to, not be a little more picky and choosy because he's been smart with his money. And this podcast he's really enjoying, and I believe he's got sponsors for it now.
Yes, he's getting paid to do that. Yes, he is.
It's really interesting the way the creative community has gone with that and actors like him. Let's see here. John Michael Montgomery is 60 today. Another big country star.
Yeah.
Bill Maher is 69, longtime stand-up comedian and funny man. I don't really watch his shows anymore, but I grew up watching Politically Incorrect and Real Time with Bill Maher. I watched for the first 10, 15 seasons or whatever it is and everything. Because for a long time, whether I agreed or disagreed with Bill Maher, and I probably agree with maybe 50% and 50% I didn't agree with, there was nothing like that on TV. There was nothing like what he was doing. Politically Incorrect was way ahead of its time.
Yeah.
And needed. We need more of that. One thing that, whether you like Bill Maher or not, he will bring on people that he does not agree with. He will bring on people that don't see eye to eye with him. And while this has gotten much worse, and part of the reason why I don't watch it anymore is because he's become old man that yells at cloud.
Yeah, he has.
Early on in the day, they would have civil conversations.
Yes.
And we need more of that.
And this is a stand-up comedian.
Yes.
This is somebody, and one thing, again, I'll give him credit for, Bill Maher doesn't try to be anything other than that. He's a stand-up comic. That's what he is, and he doesn't try to pretend he's something else. And you need that in this day and age. But it took a jester. It took the court jester to be able to kind of get people to see, along with The Daily Show, obviously, and what Jon Stewart did with that, which was another game changer.
Yep, absolutely.
This is needed in today's society more than ever. And I encourage people to tune these things in, to watch these things, to help keep these things around. Mm-hmm. Again, more on public journalism later.
But people like Jon Stewart and John Oliver and Stephen Colbert, that are willing to not just bow the knee. We need that kind of a voice in America. We need it.
Well said. Paul Stanley is 73 for the Star Child, lead singer of Kiss. And one of the better showmen you'll ever see. I'm just even thinking about it right now. I knew who Kiss was, knew they were popular. I had no idea how talented they were.
Yes.
I really did.
It's hard to see past the makeup.
Yeah.
And that's just me looking from the outside. I'm not familiar with their work at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kiss is amazing. Kiss is a really amazing band.
Yep.
Edwin Buzz Aldrin is 95 today, second man on the moon and first time legend here in hero in our,
oh my
in our
gosh.
World.
I'm glad to hear he's still on this planet. He's still around. He's still around. 95. Wow.
Is he a hero on the moon too? I mean, I would think so.
Well, there's only been a few people on the moon, so I guess they need their heroes too. Yeah. You know, was he the one that put the MTV flight? No, I'm just kidding.
That's a great question. We're trying to figure that out. A big thank you. I don't know about anybody else, but I think watching the moon landing and reading up some great quotes from Mr. Aldrin too.
Yes, yes.
Also, one of the better cameos in 30 Rock history is him and Liz Lemon just yelling at the moon, "I own you, moon." As I actually look at the moon and shake my fist. That was awesome. That was awesome.
The timing was perfect. Plus, your name is Buzz.
I mean,
what a great nickname. Buzz, man.
Some birthdays that are some people no longer with us today. We just got done memorializing David Lynch, who would have been 79 today, born in 46, passed away in 20 recently.
Just
the other
couple days ago,
maybe the most unique director we'll ever see.
Very much that could do big projects, absolutely, yeah.
Over the weekend, I went back and watched most of Mulholland Drive, which movie. I don't think is a difficult movie to understand if you just relax. Just relax in everything.
Yeah.
But I didn't watch all of it because I didn't have that kind of time, but I watched the beginning of Blue Velvet, and it's just, you'll never see a movie like that again. You'll never see a movie start like that again. You'll never see producers allow something like that again. I'm not saying it's likable. It's an R-rated movie, everybody. It's not for everyone.
It can be a very rough watch, yes.
But, man, it is one of the most... Dennis Hopper, it's the reason why Dennis Hopper went on to play villains his whole career, basically.
After that, yeah.
But also, it's just one of the weirdest ways to start a movie and one of the most, like, what's that? What? All the questions that pop in your head just from one scene. Just the way his brain worked, man. And it should also be noted that we didn't get more David Lynch movies because of his health at the end of his life. And he had to stay indoors and everything.
I believe the final film he made was in 2006. And then, he went back to do like Twin Peaks again and stuff, but there wasn't much.
George Burns, born in this day in 1896, comedic legend. Of course, him and Gracie.
Gracie Allen,
one of the great early tag teams in comedic history. But George had an amazing career, of course.
Yes, he did.
And DeForest Kelly, born in this day in 1920. Dr. Bones.
I'm a doctor, Jim. Not an insert thing here.
Yes, right. Nice. Nicely done. Of course, as we talked about Star Trek earlier.
Exactly. There you go.
Which is why we celebrate Dr. King's holiday on today, because of DeForest Kelly. No.
There you go.
I told you he was a big Trek fan. We, of course, wish everybody celebrating a birthday or anniversary out there a great one. Enjoy your day. Milo Plant, enjoy your day.
Happy birthday, Milo.
Happy birthday, Milo.
And our qualifier, Logan Yule, enjoy your day.
Happy birthday, Logan.
Happy birthday, Logan.
Can't think of a better way to celebrate than tomorrow at El Cafe.
You'll still get free pie.
Yeah.
That's right. Yes.
Check that out, everybody. We'll check out our news and our sports break. Check in with our partners. We'll come back and have some more fun on the morning show at WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Gas prices rose 13.3 cents during the last week. The average across the state is $2.93 today. This is 9.5 cents higher than a month ago and over 22.5 cents per gallon higher than this time last year. Oil prices have reached their highest level since July, driving the national average up. Officials at Gas Buddy say with President Trump's inauguration this week, there could be price impacts depending on the executive orders he is preparing to sign. They will be closely monitoring potential impacts with the threat of tariffs and possible retribution from Canada. Higher prices could begin in a few weeks anyway with the traditional seasonal rise, aside from what President Trump decides to do from the Oval Office.
Prices in central Wisconsin today range from $2.78 to $2.86 per gallon. We have extreme cold temperatures expected for the early part of this week. Health officials at Aspirus say cold weather can impact the way your body functions. Dr. Daniel Kraus is an Aspirus heart care cardiologist.
So cold weather increases the risk for heart attacks for many different reasons. Number one, it does cause significant narrowing or constriction of the arteries that we call vasoconstriction. And so less blood flow gets to the heart and other tissues, making people who are at risk for any kind of heart attack more likely to suffer symptoms.
The added strain on the heart can be especially dangerous for people with pre-existing heart conditions or those at risk of cardiovascular disease.
My takeaway is prepare. You know, if you do have to be out, try and dress warm. And it's really not the time to push yourself. So listen to your body. If you start becoming more short of breath, if you're having chest pain, kind of decrease your activity. If those symptoms persist, then you need to get out of the cold, rest, relax. The symptoms don't go away with, 5 or 10 minutes of rest, then you should be evaluated further.
I'm Alyssa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The national championship tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football's championship game is tonight in Atlanta. Ohio State against Notre Dame inside the Atlanta Falcons Mercedes-Benz Dome. It's the first time in 12 years the Fighting Irish have played in the championship. The Buckeyes were there in 2020. Notre Dame, 8.5-point underdogs. Kickoff on ESPN at 6:30. The Wisconsin Badgers say freshman defensive back Xavier Lucas signed a 2-year NIL agreement early last December to remain with the Badgers for another 2 more years. Lucas has since moved on to the Miami Hurricanes, has hired lawyers to fight the dispute. NBA, the Bucks beat the 76ers, 123-109. So how did the Bucks go from a 1-6 start to the season to now winning 4 in a row?
For us, at times we were focused, at times we wasn't focused. But overall, we played a good game. It doesn't matter. We won the game. Now it's 4 in a row. Thank you, Mr. Dan. It doesn't matter. We won the game.
That's the Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo with sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Native American voters prevailed in federal court against the state of North Dakota, protecting the ability to elect the candidate of their choice. January 13th, the U.S. Supreme Court refused to hear a redistricting case we covered back in May 2024, affirming a North Dakota Federal Appeals Court decision. The appeals court had dismissed a state house district challenge by 2 non-native residents who claimed their rights were infringed. The case dates back to 2021 when the Mandan, Hidatsa, and Arikara nations, also known as the MHA nation, negotiated with the state to protect native voting power under the 1965 Voting Rights Act, Section 2. After an agreement, state GOP officials later shamefully reversed positions in 2022, embracing a new GOP tactic which argues such majority-minority districts are a violation of the Equal Protection Clause under the U.S. Constitution. The same argument has been made in Robinson v. Calais over Louisiana's now 2 majority-minority districts. The MHA Nation decision protects North Dakota State House District 4A and 3 other districts. Great news for Native voters. But the Louisiana case is expected to be heard in the High Court in early 2025, and the conservative justices seem to have made it their mission to dismantle the VRA. We have links to the history of the case at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win 1 value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up in the show, more studies show men are lonely. Why is that? What can be done? Dr. Kristen Lierley joins us. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Community Stories is taking a holiday break for the month of January. I'm your host, Melissa Kay, and the show will be back in February with more stories from your community.
The cold weather advisory continues today. Our high 3 below 0 with a wind chill minus 25 to minus 35 today. Tonight will drop to 18 below. That wind chill could drop to minus 40. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high right around 0. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 14 below 0.
Weather.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We got some fun topics for you in a little bit. We're going to be getting into. We're going to help you get in better shape. We've got some four fitness trends to look out for.
Okay.
It is Blue Monday, which is known as the most depressing day of the year. We're going to touch on that one a little bit and try to cheer you up a little. Get you through it. But real quick, we got to touch on this one. And this is something, this is an ongoing topic that will unfortunately not be going away anytime soon. Wanted to talk a little bit about an article that I came across at WPR. A shout out to our friends over at Wisconsin Public Broadcasting. More important than ever that we stick together and we look out for each other in you know, public radio and in radio and all of these things above.
Yes.
And in the article, it talks about layoffs happening. How layoffs at local TV news stations affect Wisconsin communities. This was published on the 15th, so you should still be able to find it. I was able to pull it, just like I didn't already have it bookmarked, looked on their webpage and was able to find it very easy. And in recent weeks, by now, most people in our area have heard about some of the layoffs that have been happening, not just in the recent weeks, but in recent years.
Really? Yeah.
It's been
going for a while.
More and more, this has been going on. And we talk all the time about the importance of local journalism. You know, one of the things that we learned really early on in this process was, well as, you know, satellite radio gets bigger and streaming gets bigger with music and all these things, what is something we could do that nobody else can do? Well, we can report about Central Wisconsin better than anybody.
That's right.
Nobody else is living here. Nobody is paying taxes here or has neighbors here like we do covering these subjects. And that is true everywhere around the state, everywhere around the country. You've got local reporters working hard in this area. I champion all the time our civic media team and the people that we have here. But we got friends and good people, at least I'll say for me and the station's friends, that work at you know, the Daily Tribune or the Rapid City Times or anything like that. And in sharing of information and not needing to be the first to tell a story or something like that and breaking news and,
right.
and all those things.
Scoops, right?
Yeah. Collaborating together.
It's becoming more and more important. And I think one of the things that bothers me is sometimes is the question of why this is important. If I want to know the forecast in Madison, I can pop that up right now. And I can tell you that, okay, well, it's this many degrees and this wind chill, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But what I can't tell you is maybe necessarily what schools are closed or what is happening on the street or what it actually feels like in Madison, because I'm not in Madison.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
But our local reporters can.
Yes.
Our local reporters can give you those things.
Which bridges are slippery?
Oh, I mean, lots of important information. Exactly. Yes.
So much.
I don't think the audience even has a glimpse of the idea of how much Melissa runs around this state with her tape recorder and recording things and getting interviews and talking to people one-on-one and everything. And like how vital that is to news telling and, and getting true information.
The old shoe leather, yep.
How much we work at a station that if civic media messed up, we'd be reporting on it. Think about what that means, everybody. ESPN has fired multiple people over the years and decades and everything because they want to report on ESPN. You know, and we're not going to have that. Oh, yeah, no, right. You can't do that. You can talk about anything else. You can talk about all these sports franchises and how they mess up, but you can't talk about us. I have no doubt in my mind that, and we've proven this over and over again in this short amount of time, that when things have come up about Civic that may not be the rosiest, we cover it. Like, that says something, you guys. I go on the airwaves and I learn early on that if I am, I don't like sharing my personal life, but if I share bits and pieces of my family and these things, well, we become relatable.
Yeah.
All the, and we learn that we have a lot in common. And so when, I don't know, a pandemic happens, that we're a trusted news source, not some conglomerate, not some media company that is run out of another part of this, the state or the country, for that matter.
Right, exactly, yeah.
And this is where we're at right now, where we've had it happen over and over, and now one of the final shoes to me has dropped, and we have lost a lot of our local meteorologists.
Yes.
It was announced last week that WAOW, our local, I say local loosely, because all they've ever covered is Wausau, essentially.
Yeah, basically. But that's the closest
still,
we got.
They
yeah.
still, and they do still do some coverage here in Wisconsin Rapids and everything, and better than nothing.
Absolutely, yep. Yeah.
And even that's gone now, mm-hmm. As it looks, because as I'm mentioning, and if you have not heard, yes, there is no local weather anymore. They're doing their weather out of Madison.
I thought it was coming for Allen Media out of, like, Atlanta.
No, Weather Channel or something like that.
You're right. No, yeah. You're right, Melissa. You're right. But being fair, on the weekends and stuff, there is sometimes coverage from, okay. But it's still out of Madison.
Mm-hmm.
Which is pretty far away from us.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, yeah. And with all of this, I have not, and I've looked up and I have not seen, other than their basic promo about this and everything, Allen Media Group has not come forward about anything or reached out to anybody or talked to anybody or anything like that.
No.
Which,
they're just making cuts.
Yeah. Which, if you're going to make the cuts, because it's all well and good and easy for me to say all of these things, I'm not buying a lot of newspaper stuff. I'm not going through paywalls for a lot of these things. Mm-hmm. So I'm just as much of a part of the problem as many out there. I'm not gonna lie to you guys and say that I pay for every single company so I can get through a paywall or anything. No, I don't. I don't. I work in radio. I don't have that kind of money. But I will say that it's important to find trusted news sources, and sometimes I think it is worth paying, and it is worth pay attention to who advertises with these companies, mm-hmm. and work with that or buy their products. You know, mm-hmm. supporting them and everything.
One thing worth noting, though, that this was an election year. So those TV stations had a pretty large influx of money coming in right now.
They did, yeah, because of political ads, mm-hmm. Running on the stations and everything. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah. This has very little to do. Okay, I think everybody can relate to cost cutting to keep the lights on.
Mm-hmm.
This is not that.
No.
Nope.
This it is not.
Rich people wanted to be richer.
Yep.
And mm-hmm. looking at you and saying you don't matter. Mm-hmm. Your concern about your local forecast, I don't care about that.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I don't care about Allen Media Group.
Yeah, why would you?
And look, I cannot stress enough how dangerous it is for me to say that out there. Mm-hmm. I may need to work for them one day, but not me. I got other things I could do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not supporting that organization. I'm not supporting anything they do. This is my mother in me. This is the rebel in me. I refuse to support anything on that. Mm-hmm. So I'm done watching them. I'm done watching anything that their product is a part of.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of the ways that we have our voices heard. Mm-hmm. I'm not telling anybody else to do it. I'm not championing anything. I'm not going to go put a Facebook page post out and everything or nothing like that. This is just personally something I'm doing with my money, and I'm not buying anybody that advertises with them either. I'm done. I'm done work. I'm done playing nice with this stuff. The only way that they're ever going to hear us is if we hit them in the money. You got to hit them in the money. You can start petitions. You can start a Facebook group. You can do all these things. I encourage you to do it all. But don't ever forget that the one thing they're going to listen to is the bottom line is the dollar.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's how you affect, that's how you make change nowadays in 2025 is hitting people in the wallet. That's the only thing that they're going to pay attention to. So you know what? Whether it's your sports team or it is an Allen Media Group or something mm-hmm. like this, you want to be heard.
Right.
That's how you do it.
Well, so looking at the landscape now, basically, because I think I remember them reading somewhere that they're cutting down their local news broadcast like 15 minutes, and then the rest is going to be canned, you know, like from somewhere else, kind of whatever. I think we are now down to one station for like almost all of central Wisconsin to get local television news. And that's it. And that's not good at all. That's not the situation we should or should want to be in.
No, it's going to make it very easy for those that have the money to control the narrative that mm-hmm. we are hearing.
Exactly.
One of the most disappointing parts of all this to me, Brian Allen, the businessman and guy that did all this stuff, it comes from the entertainment world. Like, he made his bones basically doing a lot of that. So, I mean, he should know better than most what he's doing. And he does. He does know. Yeah. He does know. And he doesn't care.
Exactly. That's what it is. Does it make me an extra buck? Then I'm going to do it. Yep.
Yeah. So I implore you not only to do those things, but I implore you to go to WFHR.com, sign up for our newsletter.
Yep.
Where you will get local weather. You will get local news. You will get those things. Listen to our morning shows and everything.
Mm-hmm. Our meteorologist is located in Wausau.
Yeah, that's right. She is.
She's right here. She's right next door.
Not only joins us live every morning, but updates their weather constantly because they're in the area and they understand that's important because in central Wisconsin, weather's important.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Again, not rocket science.
No.
And you know, you do you. You do things the way you're going out there and everything. But I know for me, anything that I do my homework on this stuff. And I know anything Allen Media, their fingerprints are on. I ain't touching any of it. Mm-hmm. I don't need it. Yeah. I got the WFHR newsletter. I've got local reporting being done. I know where to look for these things. Encourage you to as well. We will help you find that as we go along through this process together.
Yes.
We will do this together. We'll be back with more show coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
Badger fans, the temperatures may be dropping, but the Big Ten action at the Kohl Center is just heating up. This winter, we've got an action-packed schedule of Badger men's and women's basketball and men's hockey games right here at home. Gather your friends and family, secure your seats, and create lasting memories with us at the Kohl Center. For the full Badger schedule and to purchase your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome one of Wisconsin's very own, comedian Tom Clark. Then Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller and I discuss award season. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
The cold weather advisory continues today. Our high 3 below 0 with a wind chill minus 25 to minus 35 today. Tonight will drop to 18 below. That wind chill could drop to minus 40. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high right around 0. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 14 below zero.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR. Seth, Melissa, and James here with you. Hope you're having a good one out there. Thank you so much for joining me. Playing some cheerier music. Get into this subject.
Yeah.
Because today is officially the most depressing day of the year. I don't know. That didn't hit the mark like I was trying.
That's all right.
Today is known as Blue Monday, which is typically the third Monday of January. That means it's always linked with Martin Luther King Jr. Day, which is just a coincidence. But a sad one. Blue Monday has been a thing ever since a British psychologist named Dr. Cliff Arnold came up with it 20 years ago. It's based on a weird formula that's supposed to calculate how sad or depressed any given day might be.
Okay.
And the third Monday in January is the perfect storm of peak terribleness. When you look at the bad weather and shorter days, enough time has passed since Christmas that you've lost that kind of Christmas spirit feeling, maybe. Your New Year's resolutions aren't maybe going well. And your motivation isn't just not where it could be. And you're realizing that, you know, this is it's the beginning of a year in which any journey can look big along when you look at the beginning of it. And you're just kind of tailing down. So I think that understanding all these things can help you counter and fight all these things.
Yeah.
And it's not scientific.
No.
If you look at an actual mental health stats, there's no proof today is any more depressing than any average day in January. Nope. But some of us tend to have less pep in our step, and it's a Monday. So, you know, that's...
And it's 15 below zero.
Yeah.
Today,
but
at least.
I mean, the sun is shining.
I know. We'll take that. Yeah.
There's one bright spot. Mm-hmm. Literally.
Nice. quote from Dr. Arnell here, the guy that started all this. Quote, "It was never my intention to make the day sound negative, but to inspire people to take action and make bold life decisions for the year ahead."
Okay. All right.
I don't know. Everybody's different.
Seems a little counterintuitive.
does. It does.
A little galaxy brain there, yeah.
It wouldn't hurt to give this information and then how you counter the information, I think.
Yeah. That would make more sense.
I think that's a big part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Today is the day to rewrite the lyrics to Blue Christmas.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'll have a blue Monday when it's cold.
Nice, nice.
I like it.
That is my new favorite thing.
Yes.
Right there. That was awesome.
See you in the bumpers. We
You may well.
Oh dear. I do think that all of our own mental health is on us. It doesn't fall on anybody else. Your mental health falls on you. Begins with you is what I mean to say.
Yeah.
And so if you don't want to this today to be a blue Monday, make it a red Monday. Make it a blue Monday. An orange Monday, a yellow Monday, whatever. You know, make it a brighter Monday for you, whatever that might mean. And encountering these things and catching these things as they get going. I know for me, a big part of fighting depression, and I do it every day, is catching it at the pass.
Right.
I see you. I see you starting up. Don't you start. Don't you start with me today, man. It's 7 in the morning. I need to be in a good mood right now. You back off. You go in your corner. I'll deal with you later. And I do. I compartmentalize. Mm-hmm. And I focus on the here and now, what is literally happening. I'll be honest. One of the things that helps me, I think, is part in being in radio. And I look at the seconds ticking.
Ooh. Okay.
And I see that, well, I felt horrible at 8:50, but at 8:54, I could feel better. Because time only goes one direction.
Mm-hmm.
So if I just stick with time, it'll see me through this. Things get better with time. This is the ultimate cure to almost anything. Now, I'm not saying it cures everything.
Right.
It obviously doesn't. But everything fades with time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that depression is a very similar thing. It can meet you there the same day and the next day. But you, if you're ready for it, you can hopefully counter it a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And music, I think, is a big one, too. Everybody's going to be different. For some people, my mom, it's reading. My mom, it's sitting, being able to be left alone and just get into her a favorite book or favorite chapter, catch up and, you know, get a chapter in or something like that.
Exactly.
And she's immediately better afterwards. Mm-hmm. For me, I listen to some music and I can't help myself. And I'm a little bit better mood because of Stevie or something like that.
Right.
I'd like to just also put out there, too, though, if you're finding that those things aren't helping or they don't work, don't be afraid to reach out and ask for help.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you need to get into therapy. Maybe you need to look into, you know, talk with your primary care physician about possible medications. Sometimes we can't balance those chemicals in our brain by ourselves.
No.
Exactly.
And we need the help. Mm-hmm. And it's okay. It's okay to need that.
And that's a big part of where I wanted to make sure to wrap the segment on that is that, Melissa, is that it's okay to not be okay. Mm-hmm. That's part of this process, too. And I swear, when you give yourself that, it's the beginning of a new day for you.
Mm-hmm.
You give yourself that grace. You can do that while, you know, also not just settling for, you know, feeling that way. You don't have to feel that way, but it's okay that you do. And that's part of how you get better.
It's amazing how just reaching out can you know, and not realizing you're not alone with it. That how just that one step can mean a lot too. So
it's a
keep
hard
that one
step
in mind.
Sometimes
it is. It is. It can be extremely hard.
It's really, really hard. But I heard someone told me once that they would rather have a 10-minute conversation with someone when they're at their lowest than to never speak to that person again.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You know, like they'd rather take 10, 20 minutes, hour of their day to help them.
Right.
And so always remember that.
Yes.
You know, people want you in their lives.
Yeah. You're not alone. You are not alone.
I years ago did a sketch of Oscar the Grouch in therapy. and actually brought a trash can in, like from the street, like from Old Town, like on the street of Old Town.
Oh my goodness!
Did the sketch? It didn't go well. it wasn't that funny, but it helped me.
You tried.
You know, like a lot of things in comedy. it helped me like get to the step where now I've been in therapy for over a year. And it's been very, very helpful for me. It is some of the hardest workout I've ever done. And I haven't enjoyed a lot of it. I don't like a lot
real
of it.
Tough,
but I am so much better from it and so much better served from it. Everybody is different. Everybody, you know, learns and grows differently.
Yeah.
But I think if you can find the right person, it can be beneficial for you.
Yes.
There are a lot of ways, and nowadays too, again, I work in radio. I'm able to do this thanks to a lot of the services that are available nowadays for free.
Right. Yes,
in that regard. So, reach out.
There's services around here. Our friends at the ODC have some. Like Melissa said, talk to your primary care physician. They've got a lot of resources, too. So,
And don't be afraid to call 988 if you need to.
Yes, 988 is the number, everybody.
It's a valuable resource.
And keep in mind, leaning on friends, family, the professionals is certainly noteworthy and helpful. Sometimes it could be a stranger that can often,
the best person to talk to.
The best one too. Just want a reminder to everybody out there, Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools will be closed tomorrow due to impending extreme weather. All activities on these days are canceled, and therefore we will not have some basketball for you tomorrow.
That's right. No Port Edwards against, I think they're playing.
Yeah, I think pretty much all the schools are closed on Tuesday except Amherst. Is that correct? I think that I saw that post on Facebook this morning, so obviously check with your local school district.
Yes.
But, quite a few schools are planning to be closed on Tuesday.
Yep.
Meals on Wheels is closed for today and tomorrow. Keep that in mind. Reach out and find any people in your neighborhood that could use a hand, or just check in on them, see how they're doing.
Yep.
And our studios are going to be closed. Or no, I should say our building is closed today. Our studios obviously are like, wait a minute, what?
Our building, where are we broadcasting from
where
right
are
now?
We're sitting right now.
Yeah, but it feels very surreal right now. I love the idea of me telling you guys an hour into the show that you didn't have to be here. I like that. That's depressing.
Yeah,
that's depressing. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more show coming up here, The Morning Show.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report.
America is beginning a new chapter.
President-elect Trump began this inauguration day with a post to Truth Social. He's attending a prayer service at St. John's Church right now. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns is outside.
We saw the president-elect exit his vehicle with his wife, the incoming First Lady Melania Trump, entering the church, greeting the reverend there. He's attending this service with members of his family that we also saw enter the church, as well as his vice president-elect J.D. Vance and his wife.
The Trumps will attend a tea at the White House with the Bidens next, hours after the outgoing president pardoned Dr. Anthony Fauci, former Joint Chiefs Chair Mark Milley, and members of the January 6th committee. The inauguration, scheduled to begin at noon Eastern, will be the first held indoors in 40 years because of the bitter cold in D.C. today. It's 26 degrees there right now. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.